From telenovelas to another pop culture phenomenon, people expect mariachi music to sound a certain way. But what if you're Mexican-American and you've lived your whole life in California? Can you break the rules and really put your own imprint on mariachi? Kainat Khan has a story of one musician in Fresno who's adapting this Mexican art form.
Inside a cavernous building in downtown Fresno, Omar Nare is doing a sound check on his guitar. He's about to play at a gallery opening for one of his artist friends. Omar calls his music Nuevo Mariachi, New Mariachi.
We're in a search. That's where really where mariachi is right now. It's searching. It's searching for what's next. It's 120 years old, and it's got to be going someplace new.
Omar isn't wearing the mariachi suit, which is called a charro. He looks trendy in a button-down shirt and jeans and boots. He stands at the mic alone. No backup singers, no trumpets or fanfare. It isn't what I imagine when I imagine mariachi. Omar is trying to find a modern take on a Mexican tradition. But maybe modern isn't the right word. Maybe a better way to say it is that Omar is trying to find a Californian take on mariachi.
Because I'm not Mexican. I was not born in Mexico. I was born in Sanger, California. I was born to a Mexican-American mom and an Arabic father.
He reveres mariachi, its history and what it represents. But Omar was disillusioned by how mariachi had kind of stalled.
I saw many of the same songs get played in the same way by every mariachi band and every Mexican restaurant that has a mariachi. I think that we should be allowed to adapt and change. That's really what it's about for me.
To understand Omar's search and where he is going with Nuevo Mariachi, we have to learn about where he comes from.
Well, right now we're on the 180.
Omar drives me to Sanger, California, the small town about 20 minutes outside Fresno, where he grew up. This is the heart of California's Central Valley. It's where a quarter of the food Americans eat is grown. Flat stretches of fruit trees framed by mountains in the distance. The valley's existence is inextricably bound up with agriculture and the Mexican farm laborers who came here to work. Omar's grandfather was one of them.
So they came in to work the land over, and my grandfather came first. And my grandma was every tree, every plant she knew. Not me. I wish that's a knowledge that I lost, which is a knowledge that I wish that I did. But I know what it's like to work in the fields. I've definitely been in the trees picking fruit, having a branch poke at your back, you know? This is the house.
We arrive at Omar's Mexican grandfather's ranch, where we meet Omar's Uncle Ruben, who now owns the house. Omar grew up hearing Mexican music, and his tío Ruben taught him his first mariachi songs.
He was very small, and then I had the guitar, and we're just playing some crazy little simple tunes, and he starts to sing like... And I saw that in him immediately. I knew he had the voice to sing. So I was trying to surprise his mom, my sister. And then when we threw a party at the house, he goes ahead, okay, I'm going to go ahead and sing. And he starts singing it to the family, and that's where everything started.
Llego a mi casa vacía y tranco la puerta.
When Omar and his family discovered he had a talent, he went from singing at family gatherings to playing gigs as a child mariachi singer. He started traveling and performing multiple gigs on weekends around the state.
I do remember one time we were driving. I think that we had done a show in Parlier, and the sun was hitting the stage. I was roasting, and I was wearing leather pants. I got off the stage, we ran to the car because we had to go to some other type of gig. And I just remember that I was in the back seat and my mom was laughing at me, cracking up at me because I could not get the pants off to change into my other outfit, you know. That's what it was like though, changing in the car, pull over, there's a road stop, gotta change, put something else on so you look fresh, wipe your face down. Do you have your sound system? Yeah. We got all the cables? Okay, next gig. It was a grind.
At one of these gigs, when Omar was about 16 or 17, a producer for Sony Music approached him and his family about recording a demo tape and making Omar a Latin pop star. So Omar and his mom flew to Italy to record these new tracks with professional producers and songwriters. But it wasn't what they were expecting. Omar remembers seeing explicit photos on the walls, and his mom recalls being hit on. It wasn't the environment she wanted for him.
We wanted the best for him, and at that point, that wasn't the best for him.
Omar went to college pretty soon after returning from Italy. After he got his degree from Fresno State, he went back to being a working musician, but not a mariachi. He played in a salsa band, a reggaeton band.
At one point, I think I was playing in 12 bands.
He didn't come back to mariachi until years later, as Omar tells it, after a conversation with a friend from Mexico City, who told him,
Omar, para la juventud en México, el mariachi está muerto.
For the young people of Mexico City, mariachi is dead.
That punched me in my gut. It really hurt me. And I started to remember my youth. And I thought to myself, mariachi is this cultural identity. Yeah, I ran away from it. I get that. But to say that the music sucks, it really punched me in my gut. That was the seed.
Querida, la noche está tan fría.
Around the same time he had that conversation, Omar played a show for Eva Longoria's charity. That's right, the Mexican-American actress. At an after-party, the musicians passed around a guitar. When they asked Omar to play...
Don't ask me why, but I started singing mariachi songs.
Y volver, volver, volver.
Eva Longoria came out of her house and was just like listening. Doing gritos, eso, canta, you know, like 4 a.m. party. Afterwards, she came up to me and she says, that's what makes you special. Keep doing that.
Those two interactions inspired Omar to revisit the music of his childhood. Omar started trying to figure out if he could, as he often said, add a new branch to the old tree of mariachi.
Querida, yo te necesito aquí a mi lado. Por favor, querida, regresa con tu amor.
I haven't understood exactly what about Nueva Mariachi is new. Omar recently did a cover of a famous mariachi song called Sabor a Mi. I asked him what he changed about the song that made it Nueva Mariachi.
Sabor a Mi was written many years ago, and it's a classic bolero. It's been covered by everybody.
Sabor a Mi.
We've heard it a million times. First thing that I did is I fell back on my training and I looked at the melody notes. And I just started playing with chords because I wanted to take away this jolly feeling that I had, you know? And I changed the feeling.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron, tanto así.
There, I think it feels like a different song.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor, nuestras almas se acercaron, tanto así, que yo guardo tu sabor. Pero tú llevas también sabor a mí.
Si negaras, I want Sabor a Mi, this version, to become my symbol of what I plan to do with Nuevo Mariachi. We take something that's classic, we reinterpret it through this new lens.
and out comes something completely different.
I ask Omar whether his grandfather would like Nuevo Mariachi.
I think that if my grandfather was alive, I think there's still enough mariachi in my mariachi that he would love it. No soy nada, yo no tengo vanidad. De mi vida, doy lo bueno.
Soy tan pobre que otra cosa puedo dar. Love this tune. Kainat Khan's story about Omar Nade is an excerpt from the podcast, The New American Songbook. It's produced with support from the Ground Truth Project right here at WGBH and from Mass Humanities. For the full podcast and more of Omar's music, head over to PRI.org.